Let's go. I have a lot of privileges that allow me to contain responsibility, but you don't know anything about my life and my children, and the pressures I have to deal with down almost every day of my existence. So you can laugh and ridicule on the radio and mistreat me, but you'll never quite understand that the liquid that drips from my navel, the effluvium which emanates into my olfactory gland and begins to sink down, and I am restored, regenerated from the liquid that drips from my navel and emanates an odoriferous effluvium, attacks my olfactory gland, which you'll never quite understand. The liquid that drips from my navel, the effluvium which emanates into my olfactory gland and begins to run and restore and regenerate the liquid from my navel that drips and emanates the endodiferous effluvium which attacks my olfactory gland. My olfactory gland, happy as the old witch nickel-plated patty bone give a dog a bone, this old man was a redundant person. He's given his obedience. Oh, you're a wild one, with wild eyes, and yes, I like to play characters that are typical conformists, persuaded by the benefits of conformity, which leads to the circumstance that he's less than desirable, non-linear, unfolding in the milieu of an average grocery store. That plays the figure of authority earlier introduced in the evening ahead of myself. Inside the grocery store, it is painful. He finds that it's a part of an osmosis, staring blankly off into the distance, into space. A consumer is conscious of the required daily ritual. Authority is reintroduced quickly, breaking through the back door. Foots are running rampant, etc. The action of the aisle sequence is calm. This time, I am foaming. Dispelling all types of chemicals and poison. The authoritative character is quick and brutal. He physically attacks my navel. With a quick punch and a sensuous rhythm, I hit the floor, not missing a beat. Quickly hang on to the door and meditate the main character some kind of all of an illusion, creating perfection, or her mother's aborted child. My memory serves me, never is it defined. Yet still deep within the recesses of my heart, an incessant burning, indecisive yearning for unequivocal faith. Tradition is, or shall I say, illusional, misconceptional, unconditional, from what I've seen, seemingly comprehensible, yet still I have fallen short of assurance. You have asked me to reduce my beliefs, transformed to mere symbols, although symbols, in their own right, possess a power bold enough to control the swiftness and aggression of a murderer's hand. My belly aches at such mortal restrictions. The mess we have made when at sight of purchase we are able to own what I have thought for some time now to be my dream. A available for those who remain. Acquisition, a borrowed illusion that'll inevitably subdue the flame. Late nights, hypnagogic nights, I lay absorbing visions, consumed by thoughts undefiled by language. And sarcasm is merely a mockery of true love. The moonlight, the luminescent moonlight, invades my shade. Massage my darkness soon regained. To tickle my inner eyelids, in haste they remain. Yet to fathom the end of this roadway, I turn in shame. Choosing to burn in 1,000 hells have been but my only choice is to sweep, proclaim. I have said enough, but not too much, to arrive at my aim. And I will fill this line with rhyme now. For I had no choice to participate in game. I have been in prison, the cell that holds me spoke of many dreams. My bars, though invisible, leave scars that never claim only me. I am free to leave, and yet but still continue, and will continue until the breeze from the sweet breath extinguishes my flame. Allow me to caution you all, for I am a deceiver of many men. Although deceptive, I am no oppressor of weak men. A virulent virus are we, I was once told but did not hear, that narcissism relies upon enabled interest from outside admirers, you're mired in existence, demonstrating tentative observance, loathing materialism yet intuitively grasping on desperately to the monotony of the fresh odor of a newly bathed name. Subtle overgrowth from my woman's leg that scratches various parts of my anatomy. The nostalgic sting of childhood, knowing now the utter magic of innocence and the unsuccessful pursuit to return to that understanding. I am in desperate need of understanding. I am understanding who I have become. I am neither performant, poet, prophet, artist, writer, or filmmaker. You cannot learn me. I refuse to let you learn me. And my mother is the loveliest woman I have ever known. Yet I am unable to express the abysmal gratitude. I am nothing but a growing child taken from my mother's womb. I have grown jealous of the relationship held between women and the moon. To agonize over the future is only to crucify the present, and my present does not resign in the past. For I was told not to go there. I keep telling myself that I have no regrets, not one regret. Yet when I was a child, I was once cruel. Still me find in adolescence, I was a thief unpronounced, and stole a heart by knowing my love. Only to realize the beginning of a long misguided conquest fueled by insatiable curiosity. Although these smiling eyes are only eyes, my composure a metaphor. If you would travel through the pupil of my soul, you'd find my presence is merely a metaphor, rooted firmly in subversive tattoo, and I, a product merely of lust. I cannot accept it. I do not need to be accepted. I inherited my rights. Daily, I am stripped of my civil liberties. I am an American, and have learned to forget about the past. Or is that only American? I am human as you are human, as we are human. But what is it to be humane? To agonize over the future is only to crucify today. Today I find myself unconsciously walking in the past. Regression is the demise to those who were once great. I've never been legendary, nor did I ever want to stand alone. Alone on the summit of provocation, why do you provoke me? I am only the antithesis of concepts concealed. As I travel through the past, I witness my ancestors hanging from tree limbs, obscured between pages or forgotten history books. I am a remembering to remember the past and all it holds. Fluid, consecrated a trance fit. I am remembering what it was that I was taught to forget. Yesterday I was handed my identity, today I am gaining sight. Tomorrow, I won't be able to forget. 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 Swimming through the depths of confusion imbued by the water's tears. Slowly crawling on the sandy shores, coves of unlimited success. Mimicking and yet learning. Sprinting through these trying moments, searching for the division of infinity. Inquiring with childish curiosity, listening to the voices from the past. Will these relics pass the ongoing parade? The parade? The parade? The parade? In our homes, our wounds, our cradle of numbness, we have become lost children roaming on the highways of our youth. Do we inherit the stars? The aligned constellations? No, they're borrowed. Borrowed from the unborn souls who find themselves waiting in the soft, dry place. 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 Mm-hmm.